This year, the Armenian Film Festival Australia will start the festival with the premiere screening of the docufilm The Chain of Mercy. My guest is Vikem Papkenyan, author and independent researcher for the Australian Institute for Holocaust and Genocide Studies and the advisor for The Chain of Mercy. Vikem, welcome to SBS Armenian.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Vikem, first, what is the topic of The Chain of Mercy and its importance to the Australian viewers?
Yeah, this is the first documentary ever to tell the story of Australia's humanitarian response to the Armenian genocide. But not just in terms of humanitarianism, but also interactions between Australian military personnel in the Middle East and the Armenians. So many Armenians, for example, were liberated in 1918 by ANZAC forces on the Syrian-Palestine front. So it tells a sort of all-encompassing story of basically Australia and the Armenian genocide.
Vikem, how were you involved with the making of The Chain of Mercy?
My role was to be a historical consultant. So I was consulted on matters of history and gave advice to the producer on who to interview and basically if any they had any issues with the history or they wanted clarification. But also I supplied them with many photographs and documents that are used in the film.
How did you meet Manuel Saripegian?
I met him probably about 5 years ago through the Reverend Krikor Yumshajekian. While Manuel was here in Sydney showing one of his documentaries on the Scandinavian response to the Armenian genocide, Krikor came up with the idea that maybe he should tell the story about Australia's humanitarian response because it had never been told before. And so Reverend Krikor introduced me to Manuel, and I basically said it's a great idea, and then I would be happy to support Manuel in such a film by providing, you know, whatever research that I've done that can help tell the story.
Vikem, are you pleased with the finished docufilm?
Yeah, this film is a fantastic film. It's a great production. It tells the story well. It's got great acting, beautiful music. It's very factually interesting. And, you know, already it's been submitted to a few film awards and it's won quite a few awards already. So it's going to be a very well received, I'm sure, by critics. And hopefully it'll be, you know, widely seen by the Armenian community, but also the non-Armenian community, particularly Australians. Because this history, it's not just pertaining to Armenians, but it's also part of Australian social, cultural history, as well as military history. So it's, I think it's great importance to Australians and Armenians and to the wider world history.
And I think there's more to be told about the relief efforts from Australia, and we need more documentaries.
Definitely. There are so many stories that need to be told still. I mean, this film gives a great introduction to the story, but there are so many facets to Australia's humanitarian response that you could make many documentaries on it. And especially the military angle, one area that hasn't been explored fully is the ANZAC soldiers and their rescue of Armenian genocide survivors in the Middle East, and also the experiences of Australian prisoners of war and their interactions with Armenians, because most of the Australian prisoners of war were held in abandoned Armenian churches and homes, mainly in Afyon, Karahisar and Ankara, and many of them witnessed aspects of the Armenian genocide that these stories have not been told.
Vikem, I think after the screening in Sydney, there will be a Q&A session with Manuel Saripegian, the producer of The Chain of Mercy, and you?
Yes, that's correct. And that's good because you've got a film producer who can answer the questions on aspects of the filmmaking, and then I'll be there to answer the questions on the historical aspects of the story that the film tells. So I'm looking forward to it.
Vikem, thank you for the interview. Hello. Wish you success in your work.
Thank you, Vahe Kateb. And thank you for highlighting this film on your program.